You're listening to the Pastor's Podcast of Mission City Fellowship of San Antonio, Texas. Mission City Fellowship exists to make and mature disciples of Christ who live all of life for the glory of God and proclaim Christ for the joy of all people. You can find more resources like this one at missioncityfellowshipsa.org.
This is Pastor Rob, and I want to just wish to my church family and those who are listening to this podcast, just what a great day it is. And every day has its greatness because it is a day that the Lord has made. And we have every reason to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad you're listening to this. This is going to be a series of podcasts based upon a teaching I did back in August. And that teaching was on Christ-centered parenting. In doing that teaching on Christ-centered parenting, we were moving fast. We had some time constraints on where we were meeting, and so couldn't really take a full deep dive into everything. And there were a number of points and application points that were made that probably could be used, probably could use some more development. And so some people expressed a desire or thought it might be good to do some podcasts. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do a series of podcasts based upon that teaching on Christ-centered parenting. And my intention is that these are going to be about 15 minutes. And in those 15 minutes, I will break down the points better and more in depth. And hopefully that will serve people as we think about what it means to be a Christ-centered parent and what Christ-centered parenting actually looks like. And so my intention is also to not just cover the material, but we didn't get to spend the time with Josh and Kelly Vess and with John and Darcy Newton like I wanted to have more interaction there. So I'm hoping to interview them. If you have questions that you want to ask, you can email me at rob@missioncityfellowshipsa.org, rob@missioncityfellowshipsa.org, or you can go on the church app and there's a podcast area, then you can actually submit questions there and we will get those and I can address them in future podcasts. So I'm hoping that this will serve for those who are thinking about this. Each podcast will have a different title. So if there's one in particular you'd like to listen to, you'll be able to see by the title. So having said that, let's talk about Christ-centered parenting. And this is where I want to begin. What is our goal as Christ-centered parents? What is the goal of Christ-centered parenting? What is it that we want to see in our children as a result of our parenting? I guess you could also ask this in a different way. What should we desire most for our children? And then coming at it even in a little bit different direction, what is our primary motivation as Christian parents? You know, there's all kinds of ways to answer that. There's all kinds of motives and intentions and goals that we could choose. But what is it that the Word of God tells us? What is it that the Lord intends for us as parents who want to honor Christ in our parenting? I mean, is our goal just that we have well-behaved children? There are some people that would love that, and that might be their primary goal. Is it that we want them to succeed in academics, or we want them to succeed in athletics, or we want them to have a well-respected, high-paying job one day? I mean, maybe we're motivated by we want our kids to be well-rounded individuals. Is it that we want them to learn to be respectful or hardworking? Maybe our motivation in our parenting can be selfish. We want our children to love us. We want our children to respect us. We want our children to not embarrass us. Maybe I jokingly say maybe we want our kids to say, my mom and dad are the greatest parents ever, and I'm so grateful that God placed me in their care. I mean, some parents, I think, are driven by that kind of desire for recognition. Maybe one day we want our kids to grow up and write a book, "The Reason for My Greatness is My Mom," or "The Reason for My Greatness is My Dad." As Christian parents, are these really what we want? Have we done our job well if we have children who are like that? Are these the things that should motivate us as followers of Christ, again, who are seeking to honor Christ in our parenting? Certainly, some of these things are appropriate desires for our children. We do want them to be respectful. We do want them to learn obedience. We do want them to achieve. We do want them to be learners. We do. There are things in this that I mentioned that certainly we would want, but are they the primary motivation for what we do as parents? So again, all of those questions about what is our ultimate goal, they reduce to one question. What does God want for our children? We find this timely verse in 3 John, verse 4. It says this, "I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth." I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the truth. So there it is. There's our goal. There's our hope. There's our desires. Our motivation for parenting our children as followers of Christ is that they would walk in the truth. This is not only our goal and our hope and our desire and motivation, it also should shape and direct our prayers for our children. Our greatest desire and joy as Christian parenting is not well-behaved children, it's not courteous children, it's not high-achieving children, it's not children who become doctors or engineers or lawyers or bankers or teachers. Although there's nothing wrong with those things. Our desire as parents must be and can be that our children might understand and embrace the truth. That's what walking in the truth is. Our desire as Christian parents is that our children walk in the truth. Again, if you go back to that passage in 3 John, it begins in verse 1, "The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth." Verse 4, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." In this passage, we are given a glimpse into the depth of affection John felt for Gaius. Gaius was obviously a man of importance in the church, and John considered Gaius to be his spiritual child, considering him one of his children of the faith. So John considered himself the spiritual father of Gaius. You know, the New Testament often uses this kind of analogy to describe relationships in the faith. You can look at 1 Corinthians 4, 1 Thessalonians 2. 1 Corinthians 4 says, "I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel." So certainly what John expressed in his desire for his children in the faith would no less be in the heart of a mother or a father for their own biological children, for their own family, whether it's biological or adoption or however they are in your family. So we conclude that for we who are Christian parents, our greatest joy is to see that our children are walking in the truth. In regards to our children, there can be no greater joy than that they walk in the truth. Yes, we rejoice when they do well in school. Yes, we can enjoy and be grateful for their success, maybe in athletics, or maybe they get a good job, or maybe they are courteous and kind and helpful and humble people. Those are all wonderful things that they can have and be like. What is our job, though? What is it that we're really after? You know, Ephesians 6, verse 1, and we'll bring up this verse a number of times in these podcasts. We are to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We are to bring our children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. That's not our goal. That is the means to our goal. What makes us very glad, and that which we rejoice over, is when our children know the truth, love the truth, obey the truth, and spread the truth. That's what our motivation must be. So where is your heart as a parent right now? What is motivating you? It's so important, because the things that motivate you, the things that are winning your heart, the things that you're going after in your parenting, if it isn't to honor Christ and being used by Christ in the life of your children to help them walk in the truth, then something else is winning your heart. Something else is motivating you. Something else is ruling you. And that's why we as parents need to be very clear about what is our motivation. And it's seen in how we deal with when they disobey us. It's seen in when we get tired of dealing with them. It's seen in the kinds of things we prioritize with our children, the way we interact with our children, the way we feel about our children and how they behave and how that reflects on us. These things reveal our hearts and what's in our heart as parents. And, you know, honestly, that is such an essential part of being a Christ-centered parent, and that's such an important part or aspect to Christ-centered parenting. What is winning our heart? What is motivating our heart? What is championing our heart in regards to our children and how we are raising them? So maybe as a parent, you need to spend time just the prayer, Lord, search me and try me and see if there's any wicked, see if there's any bent way, any harmful way in me, and just specifically in your parenting, to show what your motivation is. And then to begin, and then ask the Lord just to begin to work His grace in you, that your motivation would align with you want your kids to walk in the truth. So here's two things, though, about walking in the truth. Two things that can make our desire for our children to walk in the truth difficult. Number one, the world around us and around our children has a completely different agenda and has completely different priorities. I mean, our culture here in the West values autonomy and self-actualization and self-promotion. It rejects God's design for those created as male and those created as female. And just as we are seeking to discipline our children, the world is actively and persistently, and I would say insidiously, trying to disciple our children. They're trying to make our children walk in a completely different truth, which is no truth at all. But they're trying to get them to walk according to a completely different set of values and priorities. It is offering them alternatives. And it packages these alternatives in all kinds of attractive wrappings. You've heard this before. Say it again. The world is trying to make our children and us, but we're focused on our children. The world is trying to make our children lovers of this world instead of lovers of God. This world is trying to make them followers of their own heart instead of followers of Christ, trying to make them worshipers of themselves and whatever it is they feel and whatever it is they think is true for them instead of worshipers of God. And in all this, it just again demonstrates how the truth of Romans 1, they exchange the worship of God for the creation. See, the world tells them they're the center of all things, not the true and living God. You know, our children in this world are living under the tyranny now. They're just this endless immoral and amoral choices where nothing is right and nothing is wrong. It all just is, and you can choose whatever. And it just is having devastating effects. They're being told that you need to be true to yourself, that that is the greatest morality, that is the highest good. And anything that hinders you being true to whatever you feel is in you, that is the greatest evil. And it's also pushing how we're supposed to cut people out of our lives and out of our structures. And it just, it's a disturbing thing that's going on. If you want to read a great book, I would suggest you read Strange New World. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book. And I've gone blank on the author. It'll come to me eventually. So this is the first difficulty that's presented to parents who want their children to walk in the truth. There is an enemy and a world system set up to corrupt our children and turn their hearts away from us. So that brings a sense of urgency to our parenting. Like, we have to stay diligent. This brings us a sense of vigilance. We can't let up. And this should also cause, and please hear this, parents, a greater dependency on the Lord in our parenting. We're just looking to the Lord. We want to parent in faith, and I'll talk about that in another podcast, but we want to parent in faith, believing that He is, that the Lord is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And we want to be like that in our parenting. So this brings a greater dependency, and this really brings us to the second difficulty in our desire that our children walk in the truth. And here's the second difficulty. We don't control whether or not they walk in the truth. We can't force it or make it happen. Our children walking in the truth is a work of God in their heart, just like it was a work of God in your heart and in my heart. We can and should exercise control in their behavior, absolutely, especially when they're younger. But as they get older, control works less and less. And I know this is difficult for some parents because they want the control over how their children turn out to be guaranteed. And they want it to be guaranteed by their efforts. And they're always looking for strategies and the six steps to this and how to have the children you want. And our flesh is drawn to those kinds of things. But please hear this in this first podcast. We cannot make our children love the truth and obey the truth on their own. Only God does that work within them when He takes the law and He writes it on their heart. And He does that through regeneration. He does this when He transforms them as a born-again child. Parent, please hear this. There is comfort and rest, as well as encouragement in this truth. Regeneration is God's work, not man's work. Regeneration is the Spirit's work, not the parent's work. We cannot, by our parenting efforts alone, bring our children to saving faith in Christ. That is God's work. And we must trust that He is good and that He is kind and He is merciful and gracious. God changes hearts. Our role is to faithfully point to the truth and surround the lives of our children with the truth, both in what they are taught and in what they witness. Our role is to continually pray for them. Please hear me. I am not saying that parents don't have a vital part in a child walking in the truth, because God uses means. He uses means to do His work. And the primary and most important means He uses in the life of children are the faith-filled efforts of the parents to bring the truth to bear in their lives. He uses the church, too, in tandem, and we'll talk more about that in a future podcast. So in this talk, while I hope in these podcasts, I hope you will find practical, helpful wisdom and insights, what parents need most to learn is to look to Christ for all things concerning your children. And please, this has brought me comfort on so many levels. The Bible does not point us to a redemption system. It points us to a Redeemer. Please hear this, brothers and sisters. Parents need a Redeemer in their life who is active in their parenting. And just thank God we have that Redeemer in Jesus. Because we live in a fallen world, you can do everything as best you know how and as wisely as you can, and your children can still choose a path away from Christ. We just need to be aware that we're constantly looking to the Lord. We're doing what He tells us to do, like in Ephesians 6:1, to bring them up in the instruction of the Lord. But there's so much anxiety in parenting, trying to control things we have no control over. We do have control over what we do in our home, what we surround them with, what we point them to, how we pray with them, how we deal with their sin, how we deal with their defiance maybe of our authority. Those things matter. God uses those things, and that's what we're going to talk about here. So the only hope we have ultimately that our children walk in the truth is that God saves them, that God opens their eyes to see their sin, to see why Christ died, to trust in Him, and to repent of their sin. So that will be what we're talking about in these podcasts, what Christ-centered parenting looks like as we're seeking to be wise, to work in line with what the Lord is doing, and seeking to be very wise in our parenting. And so I hope that these things will be helpful to you. And I know in this first one I went a little bit longer, but hopefully we will always be around 15 or so minutes. So we'll continue to pursue this and continue to look at just some practical applications of some things as we move forward in Christ-centered parenting. I pray you guys have a great week. Looking forward to our church gathering on Sunday. The Lord bless you and keep you.